Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2030, The Problem with So-Called Health Habits, part 2, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday, so if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 2029. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in and hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. The Problem with So-Called Health Habits, part 2, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. Humans are creatures of habit, and even despite something causing us to break down and make us sick, we have a hard time changing, because we are desperate for familiarity. Bad habits are also hard to break because they need to be replaced with new habits. An example of the guy staying up too late playing video games would mean he would have to do 2 things to get rid of his habit of sleeping in. 1, stop playing video games late at night and get to bed on time. And 2, wake up early and get back into the habit of training before work again. Many times we're simply unaware of our bad habits. Things like staying up so late has negative effects the following day. Giving into fast food at work or going through the drive-thru instead of dining at home can ruin our weight or fat loss efforts. And when we're completely unaware of what's not working for us, it's hard to make the changes we want to make. But just because we label a habit as right or wrong for us, it doesn't mean it's the same for everyone. Why most health habit advice fails us. Claiming a particular behavior or habit as healthy for everyone is most always going to be shallow, mediocre advice. Certain habits can be detrimental to some, while it might completely change the lives of others. The worst part about most of the simple advice for improving your health habits is that most of them rely on absolutes. And for anyone who understands anything about how diverse circumstances concerning humans can be, you know absolutes rarely exist. So when someone tells you to adopt a health habit, such as drinking more water or wearing sunscreen, you must first think critically about the recommendation and determine whether or not it makes sense for you. Here are some example statements. Drink more water. While everyone should stay hydrated, this advice can be both good and bad. If you're the type of person who never drinks water or always finds yourself quenching your thirst with sugary drinks, then this advice might be useful for you. If you're the health-conscious person who exercises daily and already gets plenty of water through your beverage and food intake, adding more water might be detrimental in that it could cause mineral loss and throw off electrolyte balance. This is especially true if you're lugging around a gallon jug of water and peeing every 30 minutes. What about this one? Complete an obstacle course or a food challenge. Now, it's all well and good to put yourself through one of those obstacle courses or a 12-week shredding challenge or go on a long hike reaching a summit you've never climbed before. But what does this do for your health habits? probably nothing. Most of these health challenges are not sustainable in the long term. Here's why. Obstacle courses could put you at a high risk for injury. People have even drowned during these events. There's even some data showing that 51% of 737 surveyed CrossFitters experienced some form of injury within a year of completing the survey. Some food challenges, deemed as healthy, are often highly restrictive and may create a horrible relationship with food. Many of the exercise recommendations are too intense for the uninitiated. Telling someone to do a strenuous hike when they rarely walk around the block is a bad idea. And plus, most of those you hear about who were successful with a grueling challenge are only those who successfully made it to the end. What about all the others who tried and failed? You won't see or hear about them due to survivorship bias. This is the case where 100 people signed up for a challenge and only 5 people made it through. We rarely question what happened to those we never saw. Eat a meal replacement bar. Seriously? I read an idea presented in the top 5 health habits of a popular website article I won't mention. Eating a meal replacement bar to curb your cravings was their idea. They even said it would get you into the habit of eating smaller, more frequent meals for faster fat loss. Hint, smaller, more frequent meals probably won't make a lick of difference. This might be a good health habit for some whose diet is full of junk food, but for many, it's a waste of money when you could spend that same $3 on a few apples instead. What about wearing sunscreen every day? This health habit is not all bad, but it's not all good either. We should aim to protect our skin because, hey, we only get one meat suit to play around in. But this advice must be met with some context. Here's where this advice can be horrible. Take the average American working a 9-to-5 job in a cubicle. They wake up, drive to work, sit all day long in an office building with no direct sun exposure. The only light they get is the brief sunlight when walking into the building, maybe, and the blue light emanating from their computer, tablet, and phone screens. When they go home, they're continually showered with artificial light up until bedtime. It's been drilled into our heads for decades now that there's a direct link between sun exposure and skin cancer. But did you know we need sunlight to thrive? So does most other life on Earth. Countless studies have shown the benefits and need of vitamin D, which is made by the body when exposed to direct sunlight. One study even suggests that avoiding the sun is as dangerous as smoking. So to whom would this health habit apply? Most likely the person who is exposed to the sun for extended periods of time and runs the risk of burning. But just blindly wearing sunscreen because you're going to get some sun exposure could be doing you a lot of bad if you're low on sunlight to begin with. What about avoiding sugar? Due to the media's constant need to demonize macronutrients, many people are afraid of sugar. Some say it's the cause of obesity in the West, while others claim it has therapeutic properties. Here's where it could be good advice. Take a person who is obese, sedentary, and living off of junk food. If their goal is to lose body fat and get into better shape, avoiding extra sugar is a good start. What about someone who's very health conscious and trying to be absolutely perfect with their diet? This is where it gets ugly. Someone who's aiming to be very strict with their diet might take it to the extreme and miss out on the benefits of carbohydrates in their diet. Sugar is another word for carbohydrates. Despite how you feel about the difference between complex and simple carbs, they all break down to sugar or glucose. So if that health-conscious person is trying to be healthier and buys into the supposed health habit of avoiding all sugar, they might cut it out completely. And when you cut out entire food groups, you're not moving towards better health. What about people who say, you've got to eat clean, bro? I've written on this a ton, but clean eating has so many iterations, it's impossible to define. Labeling food as clean and dirty carries some heavy psychological weight. You're better off using my 85-15 principle, where you learn to eat a whole food diet while allowing for the occasional treats and indulgences to satisfy your cravings and never feel deprived. The 85-15 principle is simple. Make sure 85% of your daily intake comes from whole, nutrient-dense foods, and then eat whatever else you want to make up for the rest. And I'll cover that in another article. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, The Problem with So-Called Health Habits, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. JC's right. Every piece of advice needs to be put in context. Think about it this way. Imagine you weren't feeling well and decided you should see your doctor. You get to their office, the physician greets you, and without asking about your symptoms, says, "Go home, stop stressing, get some rest, be sure to eat 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables each day, and exercise at least 150 minutes each week. Feel better. Bye." You would probably feel horribly insulted. Granted, this advice was probably better than just spray some Windex on it. But this is what JC was alluding to when discussing some of these generic health recommendations. Now, I'm not saying you should ignore these recommendations. Quite the opposite, in fact. You just need to know which of these recommendations apply to you and your lifestyle. This is why health practitioners spend so much time asking you questions at the beginning of your visit to their office. They want to understand your symptoms and your health history. They want to be able to give you the most effective recommendations based on your needs. This is why dietitians and nutritionists and personal trainers talk to you about your goals, because they need to tailor a plan that suits you. Then they take these health recommendations and mold them to suit you and your needs. So if you want to start a new healthy habit, think about the ones that are out there. Think about the ones that we talk about on this show all the time, and pick one that jumps out at you. Pick one that you think will suit your lifestyle right now. And that's the one you start with. And when you get going with it, mold it so that it fits your lifestyle. Remove as many barriers as possible, those things that get in the way of you performing that habit. And what we're learning from lots and lots of studies is that the more you do it, the more repetitive it becomes, even if you don't like it, the easier it becomes. So eventually, if you stick to it consistently, it will become a new habit. All right. Thank you, as always, for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. And don't forget, I'll be back in a moment with our usual bonus episode. So I'll see you in just a second, where your optimal life awaits.